from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
I am Chris Curtis in for Greg Hill. This is the Greg Hill Show. Wiggy, Courtney, Jackson, all in. And I have to do this quickly because it brings me no pleasure to speak down to a texter. But The Subaru of New England text line is 37937. Good morning. 508, Curtis, you're a boring weatherman. No fun facts. For example, today was the last day of the year with the sun rising before 6 a.m. You know, things you miss out on when you don't listen to every show. Because I said that exact thing yesterday.
You did.
In fact, you probably heard me say it and forgot where you heard it and then told me about it. So you're welcome.
You were preparing people yesterday ahead of the final day.
I would like to know if it's the last 7 p.m. or later sunset on the day when the sun is still setting after 7.
Yes. Yep.
I would not like to know that a day late because then you're a dollar short, Wiggs.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. Sun comes up, sun goes down. I could care less about that.
Put that in the post-it note.
Just give me daylight savings time when we get longer days.
I'll keep you posted on that, Wiggs.
Keep me posted on that and what the what is it, the government or the Congress or whoever's voting on that.
Yeah, that will never get changed because we did this a bit during the pandemic, I think, but I will never understand. People say that the farmers are impacted. Why couldn't the farmers go on farmers' time?
I have no idea.
Yeah, that is a good point.
Like, anyway, we'll get to that, I'm sure, at 10:03. Walter, good morning. Good morning, Walter. How are you today?
Sounds like you got to turn him on or turn him up.
Is he up there?
I'm here.
Oh, there we go.
That was my fault. I'm sorry.
Don't worry about it.
All right. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, hey.
I think they're waiting because if you guys remember at the Philly practices when they went up against Philly's number one offensive line, they gave up 10 sacks. Drake May went up against threes and fours on the defensive line. I think they're going to probably wait till like the second game to see how they handle it because the offensive line is terrible, guys. As far as the tackles, I think they're scared to put the kid out there where if even in that game against Philly, they were getting pressure with the threes and fours. Because at the practices, you guys even were talking about it. They gave up 10 sacks against Philly's number one defensive line. So,
yeah, I mean, I guess I would say, first of all, the joint practice stats, I don't know how much weight I give it. Like, it's just sort of, you can't actually hit the quarterback. You can't actually touch him. How many things would have actually been a sack if it was a real live game? And I was thinking about this, Wiggs, like, we look at, you know, the young leadership of this organization. Gerard Mayo has never been a coach on any level, and here he is. And he's got a rookie quarterback, and it's like, why wouldn't you want them to gel together?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know the Houston Texans are anomalous and that, like, it's not every year that you have C.J. Stroud and Ryans take over an organization, D'Amico Ryans.
Mm-hmm.
But it worked. Mm-hmm. You look at, who's the guy, Zach Taylor with the Bengals?
Yes.
So he had never been a head coach before. They draft Joe Burrow. And it worked out pretty well, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
like, why wouldn't you want it to gel together?
And have them come up together.
Right.
Like, have them go through this change together. And I think the one thing about joint practice, and obviously I didn't play in the NFL, so Wiggy, I'd like to know your thoughts. Mm-hmm. But I think you can figure out how a quarterback deals with things mentally. Like, if you have another team there, I think that adds more pressure to the quarterback to perform. Like, obviously, it's not a game situation. But to have that added pressure of other people looking at you, other coaches looking at you, other players that you respect looking at you, it adds another element, I would imagine.
It does, but it's the closest thing that you get to a game, but have the ability to control the situation, right? You have the ability to say, okay, let's leave the quarterback alone. Don't touch the quarterback. So when you watch practice, like if a guy completely beats the offensive tackle and he runs by the quarterback and the quarterback still has the ball in his hands, you could say, all right, more than likely in a game, that would be a sack, or the quarterback would have to scramble or get off his spot. That would disrupt things. So you could see those type of things in joint practices. You could see the, you know, how somebody might perform against the defense he's never seen before, where against your regular defense, you start to see it every day. The thing that you might be right about, or you're not might be right about, Curtis, is you're right about, is I went and I kind of looked at this yesterday, and if you look at all the top quarterbacks to ever play in the NFL, I just went passing yards.
Okay.
Right? The guys who have the most passing yards.
Which shows you have the reason it's a good stat is longevity.
Right. The guys who played, and I looked at first round draft picks. Like, I didn't look at Brady, but I went like Peyton Manning.
Yes.
I just clicked on his name, and then I looked at his first year. Started. I looked at Ben Roethlisberger,
rookie
year, started. I looked at Matt Ryan, Dan Marino, Eli Manning, Matthew Stafford, John Elway, like all these guys that were first-round draft picks, because we always have this conversation,
right.
And even Brady brought it up, like, you should sit the rookie. But nobody who's it's very difficult to find a first-round draft pick at the quarterback position who sat behind nobody.
Right.
I think Aaron Rodgers and I want to say Patrick Mahomes might be the only two when you think of first round picks drafted that sat.
Those are pretty good examples, though.
Right. But one sat behind Brett Favre,
right.
Hall of Famer, and the other one sat behind a pretty good quarterback at the time in Alex Smith.
Right.
And the
Chiefs were nowhere like the Mahomes Chiefs. Were a playoff team and not like a one-off.
Right.
They were in the divisional round. They were in the wild card round. Andy Reid is a brilliant head coach who didn't win until he got the great quarterback. But the Patriots roster right now bears no resemblance to the Chiefs in 2017.
Right.
Or the Packers in 2006 when Aaron Rodgers was sitting behind Brett Favre. So
Carson Palmer, another one. You start looking.
If they all play, especially top 10.
They all play. And that was,
top five.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how many top five quarterbacks sit for a year behind Jacoby effing Brissett?
Yeah, it doesn't happen. Donovan McNabb, another one.
Right.
So the whole Brady thing the other day, it just, even back in the day, they still, bad teams who drafted high, or especially in the first round, who brought in a quarterback, generally played that kid his rookie year.
And if Drake May plays well Sunday, which if this changes, if Drake May goes out Sunday and is just not ready, he can't get out of the huddle, things are like, I will reserve the right to change my mind. But if Drake May plays well on Sunday, then he won the competition. If you had a competition,
right?
If that's what it was, Drake May won it.
Yeah.
So I hope that's how they do it. And I do think the audio we heard earlier from Gerard Mayo, it sounds like they're inching back into the opportunity that they're giving Drake May the ball Sunday night, saying, hey, if you play well, it's your job. Go earn it. Because I think Jacoby Brissett, as much as anything, lost it.
Right.
And I think that listening to Gerard Mayo saying that he's 100% ready, that is a different Gerard Mayo talking about Drake May than we heard in the spring. So
absolutely.
if he's changing his tune to the media, I think that that's an indication that we could see Drake May week one.
And I feel like the players would want to be working with the guy that's going to be the future. I mean, I don't know, Wiggy. You can get to that later. But I don't want to be late. It's time for this with the Greg Hill Show.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
All right. Where do we begin, Jackson? What's your lead today?
My lead is I have a little audio accompaniment as well. It's never been more apparent to me than it is these days that we live in a Borat movie now.
All right.
Have you guys seen any of the conversation between Theo Vaughn and Donald Trump?
Oh, I did.
It's Theo Vaughn is an absolutely hilarious stand-up. He's one of the most wild stand-ups in the world, and his podcast is catching fire right now. But Donald Trump,
have you ever heard? I'm just a quick. I'm sorry, Jackson.
Go ahead. Yeah, yeah.
Theo Vaughn sat down with a lunch lady.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is the best hour you will ever hear. He is so brilliant.
Yeah, the way he talks, the way he relates to people, what he says is just very, very unique.
And he's able to, you know, in like children's movies, there's like adult humor that the kids, that like Theo Vaughn is brilliant at mocking someone without them knowing in a way that is not rude.
Yes.
I don't know how else to describe it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But he did that with Donald Trump a couple times. Like, it was... Anyway, this is great audio. Go ahead.
Yeah, so, yeah, it really reminded me of Borat talking to a politician. Just like the line of questioning in the topic was a little bit weird for a presidential candidate.
Then I can do this.
Is cocaine a stronger... up?
Yeah. Cocaine.
So you're way up with cocaine more than anything else you can think of.
Cocaine will turn you into a damn owl, homie. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You'll be...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas. This is sports the way it should be.
You'll be out on your own porch, you know. Yeah. And you'll be your own street lamp. You're freaking...
And is that a good feeling? Well,
no.
It's horrible. A miserable feeling.
But you do it anyway, just like the guy you're saying with the scotch. Like you...
That's incredible. It's like a parody movie. It's just like a satire, but real life.
So he's kind of doing what Zach Galifianakis did between Two Thorns, or he does with Thurns, whatever the hell it is, or Ferns. Funny.
Kind of, but it's more Marco.
Yeah, but he's being more serious.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
he's not
actually
being a character.
Asking these questions.
Right. Yeah. He's not playing a character.
Right.
Like Zach Galifianakis was being, he was playing the guy he was in Hangover, basically.
Yeah.
And in this, they go back and forth with the funny, not funny, I guess funny. It was all funny. But Donald Trump begins by saying, he's like, you know, he's talking about why he's never drank and his brother was an alcoholic and he saw his brother and his brother was always like, don't do this. And Donald Trump's like, alcohol is the toughest to overcome. After Theo Vaughn had just spent like 5 minutes explaining how he was addicted to drugs and that was more difficult to stop doing than alcohol. Mm-hmm. It was this bizarre... that's a great way to put it. It was Borat-esque,
yeah,
Jackson.
Yeah, very, very bizarre. Bizarre is the word for it, absolutely.
There's a lot of those out there, like Bobby,
yeah.
She's like that.
She's kind of gone downhill after the fallout after Drake. But
that whole style, like there's a guy, Funny Marco, who does it. It's like they talk to these celebrities and they're like, is this person serious?
Yeah.
Or like they're asking questions that you're like, but I've seen this guy before. I thought he was an actor when I initially saw him.
He was on Real World.
He was on Road Rules, I think.
Road Rules.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, Road Rules. Yeah. Oh, that brings me
back. That's how he got famous.
Excellently, Jackson.
Good job,
Thank
Jackson.
You so
Thank
much.
You.
Courtney, go ahead.
I'm going to continue on this Drake May praise train this morning. Here's what he had to say about sitting or starting in his first year.
Yeah, I think all scenarios are different. I think you've seen some success from guys that play right away and some that sit. So just trust the organization, trust in what the coaches think, and I'm just here to continue to work and get ready when my name's called.
Now, you could say, well, of course he's going to say that. What else would he say? But I think that the difference between Drake May and what we heard from Mac Jones is I truly believe that Drake May will be okay with whatever the organization decides to do, whether it's coaching-wise, whether it's players around him, whether he sits or plays. Like, I think that Drake May is truly a sponge and is going to take this for everything it's worth. I think mentally he is ready. Everything I have heard from him out of his mouth has been so organization forward and making sure that the Patriots are put in the best light possible. Say what you want about his play on the field during practice, but I do think that this is the future of the organization, and you're seeing it play out with the words he is choosing to use. Mm-hmm. I'm all in on Drake May. Start him as soon as possible because I want to see this guy grow, and I want to see him grow with us.
Mm.
I like it. I am all in on Drake May. I think we all are. Unfortunately, we all agree. But one thing we also agree on is we got to keep this on the clock. Mm-hmm. So, unfortunately, New England will have to wait for Wiggy and my leads. We'll get to those next. And in 20 minutes, some very good Drake May sound if you're like us and you want him starting week one. We'll get to all that coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.